Our special guest this morning is a stellar actress that continues to outdo herself every role she gets. This girl just keep doing it.
She's on the Color Essence.
Doing it. She's starring in Think Like a Man. As a real boss in her profession and her personal life.
Brilliant!
All right, let's find out more about her character and the movie. Put your hands together, the one, the only, Miss Taraji P. Henson.
Right. That's our girl right there.
Taraji!
Brilliant.
Good morning.
Brilliant.
Morning.
How you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing great. Damn, after that introduction.
Hey, hey, sitting in with us this morning, we got Uncle Charlie Wilson, baby. Say hello to him.
Hi, Charlie. I love your music.
Thank you, baby.
We did with you with the sexy voice.
Baby, he been asking about you all morning.
So what color are your eyes for real?
My eyes? They're dark brown. They're just normal, regular.
Brilliant, baby. Brilliant.
Big and expressive and beautiful. We love you, girl.
Hey, you're just beautiful on the cover of Essence.
Beautiful. You're on the cover of Essence with Michael Ealy and Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
What you think about that?
Yeah.
The May issue.
In the May issue?
Yeah.
Thank you. I like it. And I also have a separate cover, too.
It's a duo cover. Covers.
Oh, you got your own cover.
Yeah, she got it like
that. Well, it is a woman's magazine.
For real, Taraji.
Brilliant.
Outstanding, man. Well, they loving you in the movie. Think Like a Man. You play the independent, financially secure single woman. Tell us about your character.
Lauren is the epitome of a strong woman. You know, she has it all. She doesn't need a man for her bills. And she has this long list of what she needs from a man, and that's why she's single. Mm-hmm. She meets Michael Ealy's character, who finally humbles her. And she finally finds love. It's unfortunate he doesn't make the same amount she does, but it's okay. It's love.
See, right there.
But Taraji, your chemistry on the movie, on screen with Michael, unbelievable though.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that has a lot to do with both of us have been wanting to work with each other for a very long time.
Oh.
And we finally got to do it. And another thing he brought up when we were filming, they had to cram all of my scenes into 2 weeks because I had to leave to go to come to New York to start Person of Interest.
Right.
It kept everything intense, you know, because you know sometimes when you do films, you may work 1 week and then you're off for 2 weeks and then you work again, so the chemistry kind of dies out a little bit.
Right.
It was so intense because we were in each other's face every day. And I mean, look at him.
Right.
Yeah.
Hello.
Look at him. Did y'all go to a kissing class, Taraji? I heard it was very intense.
It was very intense, but you know what I love about Michael? He's so professional. And I can say that about all the men that I've worked with, because I've kissed some fabulous men in my career.
It's a dirty job.
But he's so professional. And, you know, the first day on the set was the scene in the bed where he brings me breakfast without a shirt.
Oh, Lord.
It's, hey, Michael, finally we're working together. And we're all in each other's mouth. He did. But he asked, he was like, what's off limits? And I was like, do you want these characters to be believable? And he said, yeah. I said, well, then nothing's off limits. I mean, of course we can't have sex, but you know, if you're fake kissing, the audience will know and they won't believe the relationship.
Right.
He was just on with us earlier, Michael was,
about
Taraji,
an hour ago,
and he said you can really kiss, girl.
And you know what? He can kiss too. So Michael, if you ever want to practice again,
Taraji, do you think a relationship, I mean, personally, do you think a relationship can work when it's unequal like that, when the lady makes way more money than the man? And Just like in this film.
You know, nothing's impossible, but I've done it before, and it was very difficult.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, men have egos. Mm-hmm. We all have egos as humans, but God gave y'all just a little more. And, you know, when you're with this woman who's in the limelight, now, it will probably be different if I can only go of my own experience, if I work a regular 9-to-5, because then you're not sought after by all kinds of men all over the world. See, there's that added pressure. And then the added pressure of, then you have ballers who are in the limelight too, and they see the little rinky-dink ring you bought your woman. And it's like, you know, that wears its tail on a man's ego eventually. Not unless you really have something special. I'm not saying that it can't be done.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is
But it's a challenge. It's a big challenge. Especially if the woman is in the limelight.
Right.
Yeah. This is Charlie Wilson. I just want to say I am personally so proud of what you've been doing, your accolades.
Personally.
You just, I want to just, brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you this question. I know, I don't know what your home life is and what your personal life is, but if you have a man and you know, these scenes is like all heated up, do you have?
You sounded like a preacher for me. I thought you were going to ask if she had a church home. I really did. I didn't know where you was going with
that.
I mean,
do you have issues?
Yeah, do you have issues at home with that? When you come home, it's like, I know it's business with you, but when a guy's looking at you like, hey, I seen the tongue come out on the side. His tongue touch your tongue. You don't tell me y'all ain't got something going on up in there. Get your stuff and get on out of here right now. What's that like?
That can be an issue. I'm not dating right now. I don't have any, nothing.
Brilliant.
I love life, so I don't have that issue. I've had that issue before. Like, I'll have a problem with my woman pretending to make love. Well, then we going to have a problem because you coming in between me and my coins.
Okay. That's right. We got a real problem now.
You ask any man I worked with, start opposite of, I keep it strictly business.
Yeah, we know that.
I mean, it's worked for me. And I understand how people really do fall in love on a set. Because the environment is safe to do so.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to work every day, and it's like everybody's bowing down at your feet, and you have this incredible guy, and y'all are exchanging these real feelings, you know, that's happening.
Yeah.
But then when the movie's over, it's a wrap, and you got to go home, and it's like, oh, I don't like you. I like your character better.
Right, exactly.
Then we have a problem, but I'm not saying that I would never date a guy that I worked with. I mean, but it would have to happen. We would really have to have something going on, like way after the film is done. I have to see who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite scene in the movie?
Oh God, there's so many. I have to pick one. I guess the favorite, because I'm such a romantic, and I love little simple things. And like Dominique is my kind of man. I would fall for somebody like that. Like, he doesn't have a lot of money, but he does the best he can with what he has, and he's very creative. That scene on the rooftop.
Breathtaking over here with the ladies.
It was beautiful.
Because they know, like, mm-hmm. it's a guy. That means that's more than money can buy, right there.
Yes.
That's time. That's creativity. Like, he took time
effort.
To think about that.
Like,
I don't care. I can buy myself jewels, and that's what got Lauren. Like, she can afford a ring. She can afford a bag and some shoes. But that right there, that was like ultimate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Ultimate.
It was just romantic.
Gesture.
Well, we want to say congratulations, girl. You keep putting it down. Doing your thing. We can't wait for this weekend. This show going to be a hit
tomorrow.
Well, Michael Ealy says tonight.
Midnight.
Are you doing the midnight?
You can watch it. You can go tonight, midnight. We can get these numbers early.
That's right, Taraji.
There we go.
You want to be the first one to talk about it at the water cooler.
Yes.
At the job. Right.
Taraji, we want to say thank you for calling, baby. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
What a sweetheart.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.